How much longer before this trail runs out of the canyon, Uncle Zach?
Just a little ways now. That rattlesnake rides in the shadows till he gets out on the lava bed.
He had such a big start, I reckon we lost him.
Don't you worry about that. He'll be awaiting for us when we get out of the canyon. And you'll see a show that you never will forget.
There's the mouth of the canyon now. Wonder how far back the sheriff is.
He's coming along with the rest of the posse. Can't be far behind us.
Look, what's that up ahead?
By thunder, that's him. The Black Ghost.
I'm going to take a crack at him.
But don't waste your lead, son. There ain't no rifle carry that far.
Listen, Will, it's special high power.
Well, I'd admire to see anybody hit a man that far, but...
Well, here goes.
Yeah, easy, son. Don't hit that horse. He must be a plumb beauty.
Okay, Uncle Zach, I'll draw a course B.
Well, how the heck can you see the sights in the night?
I can't, Uncle Zach, but I'm a powerful good guesser. Whoa. Whoa, boy. Whoa. Whoa, Star. Well, here's hoping.
Well, I'll be dead hammered if you didn't get him. He's out of the saddle. Come on.
Wait a minute. No, wait a minute. I reckon I just nicked him. Look, he's up again, and is he fanning it?
Well, here comes the sheriff and the posse just round the bend back there.
Okay, Uncle Zach, let's get him. Hey, hey, Sheriff!
All right, Brandon. I've got 20 men.
All right, fellas, fan out. Back me up. I nicked him, but he's still going strong. You coming along with me, Sheriff?
Well, I'll take the left and you take the right, Uncle Zach. Now let's see what that horse of yours can do, Brandon.
All right, Sheriff.
Come on, Star. Come on, boy. Come on, lay down to it. Come on, boy.
That's some horse, Larry.
Well, yours ain't exactly slow. Who'd have thought that crowbait of yours would keep up with Star?
Well, what do you mean, crowbait? This here plug's a real horse, young fella, even if you don't look it.
We're gaining on him. Look at that. Look, he's slowing up fast.
Yeah, he always does. Now look out for a show.
Hey, Sheriff, I'm leaving you. Y'all stay as close as you can.
I'll be trumping your heels, son.
You just think you will, Uncle Zach. I just been playing along. You ain't seen Star run yet.
Come on, Star. Come on, get it, boy. Get it, boy. Get up.
Good grief, Uncle Zach. Look at that horse go. He's dynamite.
Yes, sirree. He's fork lightning. If he can hold it for 5 minutes, Larry will get him.
No, he won't. Look at yonder.
Yeah. There goes that puff of smoke. And there just won't be no more black ghost.
Hey, look. Brandon's riding straight for the smoke.
Pull up the boy, Sheriff. Signal him to spread out. We got a good chance to catch this fella tonight, even if we can't see him.
Ain't no use, Uncle Zach. Look at them boys are hightailing it back for the canyon. That spooky stuff just gets their goat.
Uh-huh. Don't set none too good with me. We just as well pull up. I can see Larry stopped up there.
Yeah, Larry's turning back. We'll wait here for him. Hey, Uncle Zach, how in the name of creation can the Black Ghost disappear that away in broad open moonlight?
Well, Sheriff, when you've lived as long as I have and seen as many funny things as I've seen, you realize that anything is liable to happen in this old world, and probably will.
Yeah, I reckon so. Are you sure that Larry wounded the Black Ghost?
Well, Sheriff, the shadows are pretty deep in the canyon, but looked like to me he was hit. Well, here comes Larry now. Hey there! What happened?
Whoa, boy. Well, Uncle Zach, that sure was some stunt. A black ghost sure has got me guessing. I was within 200 yards of him when he let loose that big puff of smoke, and then him and his horse seemed to turn sort of pale. And then when the smoke drifted away, there wasn't nothing there at all. But whatever it is, he's toting a slug of lead around with him.
Are you sure you hit him, son?
Yes, sir. Ain't no mistake about that. I seen his left arm hanging limp. Didn't look like it was broke, but he's wounded all right. And now the question is, where do we go from here?
Well, look over to the left, Brandon. You see that butte yonder? Well, that's Buzzard Butte. And that nick you see on the top there is called Cassidy's Canyon. Runs back in there for about half a mile.
Box Canyon, huh?
That's it. The sides and the end are straight up. No way to get out. But just the same, I got a hunch that the Black Ghost rides to that canyon every time he pulls his disappearance stunts.
Now, say, where's the rest of the posse?
Well, they had business back in town.
Couldn't stand the pressure, huh?
Well, most fellows are that way, Brandon. Give them something to fight that they can see, and they'll mix it with most anybody. But give them a spooky place like this, and a man and a horse disappearing in front of their eyes in broad open moonlight, and 9 out of 10 of them gets a hunch that he's supernatural.
Well, let's ride over to this Cassidy's Canyon and have a look before this elusive gent has a chance to slide into it.
You ain't going to find nothing there, son. I've gone over that canyon with a fine-tooth comb. Why, there ain't an inch of that canyon that I ain't inspected frequent and thorough. But just the same, we'll go along.
All right. Get up, boy. Looks like come daylight we could trail this Jasper.
Well, I don't know, Brandon. You see, these lava beds are pretty flinty ground.
I know, but look behind you. Even in the moonlight, you can see an occasional scratch from our horse's shoes.
Well, that's another thing I've been wondering about. My horse leaves tracks, but this Black Ghost just well be riding on air for all the sign he leaves.
I wonder why they call this place Cassidy's Canyon.
Named after a fellow who used to mine up in there. Why?
Oh, I was just wondering. Ain't it there no more?
No. No, they say he was killed up there, but that was a long time ago.
Well, we're nearly there.
Yeah, well, suppose we ride over there into the shadow of this butte here. This moonlight is powerful bright.
That ain't a bad idea. I ain't a-honing to be target for no gent what I can't see.
Pretty rough riding in here. Let's take it slow.
Okay. Well, here we are, right at the entrance, and from a direction the Black Ghost was riding. Well, from that direction, he'd have had to cut a pretty big circle to get back there. And I believe we're here ahead of him. That is, if he's heading this way.
Oh, he's heading this way, all right. But if he wants to ride in that canyon, he'll do it. And we won't hear him nor see him.
You mean to tell me that he can ride in there 150 yards away and we wouldn't see him?
Well, that's just what I mean. He's a plumb slick hombre.
That he is, Sheriff. He's plenty smart.
Oh, I forgot to ask you, Sheriff. During the holdup in the Diamond Stud Saloon, did you make it a point to keep your eye on Ace Cameron?
I sure did, Brandon. Up to the time old man Winthrop come in. But after that, I never seen Ace Cameron no more.
And he didn't ride in the posse?
No.
What kind of a horse does Ace ride?
He's got as pretty a black as you ever seen, Brandon. Black as night.
Uh-huh.
Son, you're barking up the wrong tree. Ace Cameron ain't no hold-up man.
Well, maybe not, but during the hold-up, he wasn't seen, and he rides a black horse. But there's one way of checking up on him. If Ace Cameron is a Black Ghost, then he's going to have a sore arm tomorrow.
Say, wasn't Miss Betty Cameron there doing the hold-up?
Yeah, she was sitting at our table, but she wasn't in on it.
Well, how do you know she wasn't? How do you know that Ace didn't plant her in there?
Oh, listen, Sheriff, any girl with eyes like hers could.
Yeah, I see how it is, Brandon, but can't say I blame you much. Uncle Zach?
Yeah, she sure is a pretty gal, all right. If I was about 20 years younger, I'd fall for her even if she was the Black Ghost.
Oh, you two cut it out. You know I ain't in love with no girl. I got a job to do. Uncle Zach, how come you think that Ace Cameron is such a upstanding gent?
Why, no, Larry. When you come to my age, you'll know there's something about a man. Maybe it's his soul, I ain't real sure, but there's something there that tells you whether to tie to him or not. Some hombres just put you on edge the minute you meet him. You get a crawly feeling from just shaking hands with him. Well, a gent that lives alone like me gets queer notions, and I sometimes think these fellas ain't got no soul at all.
Well, I know, Uncle Zach, but I've been fooled plenty.
And me too, Larry, but you're young yet, and you'll burn up the best part of your life before you know what life is for. It's just like your pa always said. Man never learns how to live till he starts falling apart, if you follow me.
I'm tromping on your heels, Uncle Zach, but just the same, when I get back to town, I'm going to inspect Ace Cameron's horse at the livery stable. And I'll bet you a new hat that he'll be wet with sweat.
Maybe so, Larry. But just the same, Ace Cameron ain't no holdup. And why should he hold up his own saloon?
Oh, that's an easy one. Why shouldn't he? Throw suspicion on somebody else while he's robbing and plundering all the little miners in that neck of the woods. Sheriff tells me that he's actually making them pay him so much out of every cleanup.
Yeah, that's right. And they're paying it and liking it.
Well, I'll tell you, Brandon, I'm just as anxious to catch this black ghost as you are. Maybe it means a little more to me than you think.
How do you mean, Sheriff?
Well, you see, I'm just a deputy sheriff appointed by the sheriff in the county seat. And I got a letter from him the other day, and he just as good as told me that if I wanted to hold my job, this here black ghost had to be caught. And if Ace Cameron is the black ghost...
Well, he ain't.
How can you be so sure, Uncle Zach?
Well, for one thing, I'm plumb sure that the black ghost is the Gila Bandit from Texas, because he operates in the same way. And I know darn well that Ace Cameron ain't the Gila Bandit.
Did you ever see the Gila Bandit, Uncle Zach?
No, never seen him. Did you? You run down his whole gang, but he got away.
Well, there you are. We're right where we started from. Don't none of us know nothing.
Well, I hope I haven't put this fella out of the running, because I got to catch him with the goods. And he can't work very well if he's wounded.
A fella like him can absorb a lot of lead without spoiling his appetite for deviltry. He'll be on deck again soon.
Hush. Listen. Listen. Oh, oh boy. I hear a horse.
Which way?
Right out there. Right out at the entrance to the canyon. Wait a minute. Let me get my ear to the ground.
You hear anything?
Yeah. A horse just went down that canyon. He was stepping plumb respectful and easy-like, but it was a horse. And right in front of our eyes, and we can't see him.
Well, get on your horse, Brandon. We'll follow.
Okay, Sheriff.
Now, wait a minute, you two. We wouldn't have a chance in that canyon. He could shoot us down as easy as dirt. And another thing, we don't know the trail in there, and we're liable to break a horse's leg for no reason.
You're right, Uncle Zach. Let's get back to town. I got a lot of checking up to do.